is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh new smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 23rd of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We've got headlines upon headlines upon headlines. We're talking teachers, we're talking education, we are talking surpluses and deficits. I get a couple questions to start the show. And of course, we can't get it going until I remind you, Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape Giveaway, too, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaks Field. And tune into Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. The Guardian Media Group, Great Summer Escape Giveaway, deadline to enter August 12th, drawing August 14th. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have another segment of the Natural Corner, as well as an exciting guest in studio. Tomorrow's going to be a great show, but Empress Divine wants everybody to know that tonight, the Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress is hosting the 134th Earth Strong celebration for His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. This event is taking place tonight, July the 23rd, 2026. That's tonight, 7 p.m., East Fire Trail Road, East Fire Trail Road. Join us as we honor and celebrate the 134th Earth Strong celebration of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, with an evening of Naya Bengi drumming and chanting. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful night. It's got a bit more information here for you. With hearts full of love, the brethren and sistren of the Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress, Bahamas branch, warmly invite you, your family, and your friends to celebrate the 134th Earth Strong of our Divine Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, on Thursday. That's tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Iabik Church grounds, East Fire Trail Road. Although a public flyer has already been circulated, we want to extend this personal invitation because your presence is valued. This is going to be a wonderful event. A variety of events and wholesome spices will be lovingly prepared and served for everyone to enjoy as you share in the joyful sounds of Daniel's number one band, the greatest band in the land, whose sacred rhythms will accompany our praises and thanksgiving throughout the evening. And they leave us with a quote from the Divine Majesty: feel the needs of others more than your own. Feel the needs of others more than you own. Across spiritual practices, there's a special place for empathy. Empathy. And that empathy is feeling the needs of others as well as or more than your own. I say thank you on behalf of the whole country for the invitation. It's from the Royal Committee, the Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress, Bahamas branch. All right, let us get the show started. In case anybody was wondering, I figured out how to copy and paste from the government website. Now, after it turns out that there is a standard practice across governments, right, to encode information on websites in a way that deters or prevents fraudsters, fraudulent actors, right, from creating duplicate or cloning websites, you know, for the purpose of scamming people. But there's a lot of information on the government website that does not need that type of treatment. And in fact, because we have a lack of organized, publicly coordinated, publicly disseminated information, right? Because we have a lack of that, the government website is a verified source of information that students and researchers and professionals may want to draw from for their work, right? And let's look at the students in particular. We're putting up unnecessary barriers for access for young people, for political participation, access to information. It's just not necessary. Like the general orders. Why would general orders be encoded in a way where people can't copy and paste parts of it or the whole thing? Right? Like we are encouraging young public servants to be very aware and pellucidly clear about the rules that govern their employment, right? But we will for them to access the rules that govern their employment. Further to that, there's a broader global conversation going on about social media. Developed countries across the world, after a couple of decades of observation and research and assessment, evaluation, have determined that perhaps they need to pull the reins in on social media access for young people. There are countries now that have implemented social media bans for people 16 years and under, or under 16 years old, right? And I realize that that's not a viable or feasible policy for the Bahamas. Here's why. You all ready? Here's why. Because our government and actors and politicians think that government information should be disseminated on social media platforms to the point where they are not even developing the state infrastructure. They're not even developing proper websites for the dissemination of verifiable state information. I got to go and try and find it on a Facebook page. You have whole ministries that don't even have a Facebook page, right? And only parts of the ministry have a Facebook page, right? And why are you using Instagram as a primary source of the dissemination of information? And TikTok on top of it. See, when you juxtapose this to the conversation about the content creators, right, and the government facilitating a space for entrepreneurs, creatives, the orange economy, and content creators to generate sustainable income and revenue, when you juxtapose that to that, then you realize all of this is just performance. It's just puff and pageantry. Puff is the smoke, when the smoke... It's just puff and pageantry. And callers, I see you on the line. Let me go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I good, thank you. How you do?
Right on, man. Okay. Social media is a serious thing nowadays, you know. Mm-hmm. You realize that in the U.S., right? Let me show you how serious social media is and how it's being responsible for the downgrade of the society, right, and the breakdown in society. You realize that major states are actually suing social media like Meta and Google and TikTok.
Yeah, for various reasons.
Right. They suing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
For actually the degradation of society.
Well, and right. Generally, you know, there's specific, There's specific charges, like the way that they allow on the platform versus the type of content that they don't allow, what's accessible to young people, all kinds of things.
Yeah, because what happened is they're saying now, right, that it's responsible for the mental health within society and the youth now.
Now, pause. See, now, here's the thing. We can't let them just shift the blame to a piece of technology as opposed to the blame resting where it should be, which is our refusal to operate the technology safely and effectively, right? And effectively. That's where the problem, the technology in and of itself is not the problem, but the way that the platform owners manage it and the way that we use it and allow our kids to use it, the environment that we create through omission, right? Through not engaging our young people when they go on social media. But this is not exclusive just to this digital space. It's the same way we operate in the real world.
Yeah, but folks, well, do you realize that they actually went through the lawsuits? They're saying that social media is addictive. The design itself is addictive. So they actually went through the lawsuits.
Yeah. I feel you, but still rests not on the technology itself, but the people who design the algorithms. You see what I'm saying?
You know what that reminds me of, though?
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of how we keep on using the 1980s drug addiction for our social degradation in 2026.
But it is. But what are you saying?
It's almost the same thing what they're doing. They're blaming, just like how we're blaming the 1980s and 70s, right, for the social degradation was going on. Now, they're blaming the social media
right,
for the degradation. It's the same thing.
Right, because it's not the drugs. This is the problem. Right? It's not the drugs themselves. It's our refusal to talk about the drug era and the impact that it has had on our lives and our country. And thank you so much. Look here, let me transition for a second, right? Because I wanted yesterday to have a specific conversation, but my guests were awesome. And I never miss an opportunity to speak to the Wendy Ford Foundation. But I wanted to extend the conversation from Tuesday, right, with the article Rising Living Costs Pushing More Behavior Muscles. I think this needs to be said, because the new phenomenon is not that people need extra income streams. The new phenomenon is the 9-to-5 and how quickly we were convinced that a 9-to-5 was suitable for our dynamic. I'm going to stick a pin because I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I hear
Hello.
You. Hi, good morning.
Boy, I can hardly hear you. Ms. Green, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Boy, they sound like your old life and keep. But anyway, Ms. Green, you know, I got to tell you something early this morning. We got a landmark celebration tomorrow, and I got one more topic before you get your fire burning this morning. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, the great St. Matthew's will be celebrating its 226th anniversary, the cornerstone being laid in the 1800s, and the official church opened in 1806. They'll have Olden Goldie Dance at the school hall in Church Street tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And now, down Miss Green, one of your favorite north on Blue Hill Road, just as you pass Provo Police Station, I with a witness in my van recognized three guys coming up the road, no helmet, no license plate, three different motorbikes, prancing with one wheel up in the air, one behind the next, and right on the side of me is one of them big, beautiful white police trucks coming out of the Grove Police Station. And would you believe the police didn't go behind them three guys? They just went down Blue Hill Road, one wheel up in the air, with nobody checking them. I say, wow, the police didn't even follow them to stop them. Have a good day.
Yes, sir, that reminds me of the police car I saw this morning pulling out of a line of traffic into another lane. And I can't tell you where they went. I would hate to think. I would hate to think that the police got frustrated with the slow-moving traffic, and as opposed to investigating why the traffic was moving so slowly, they just took an opportunity, because of the nature of their status, to pull out of traffic and pull back in a more convenient space. I would hate to think that. Before we get back to the question, and the question is, what was your grandmother's side hustle? Let's go to the caller.
Miss Green, morning to you.
Good morning. Julian, let me apologize. There's somebody who's trying to reach out to you, and I dropped the ball, okay?
No, I got them.
Okay, good, good, good.
I spoke to her. Thanks. God bless. But what happened with Green is I want to invite a lot of you Foxillians out to the flag raising this afternoon right there by the roundabout there in Fox Hill.
Okay.
Starts at 7.
Thank you.
All the Foxillians, y'all come out and let's support our brothers and our team in the Fox Hill Day Committee and everything.
And listen,
Ms. Green,
hold on, let me just say this. I hope Senator Kino Wong is listening and MP Adrian White is listening. Let's support this cultural activity and
please
get as many Johnson Roaders out as possible.
Please.
Yes, sir.
I hope to meet you in tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there. But Miss Green, Sparky Doe's getting a big run up and a big head of worrying about people who are not worrying about themselves. You think that fella's on their motorbike worrying about himself? You think I really want to pop up and down and run into it? My only fear is that they hurt an innocent person.
So that's it. Okay.
If they run into a wall or run into a lamppost, run it out on them.
Okay,
and
right.
And then when they call the ambulance, I hope the people tell them, you know, ambulance available.
Right?
You understand what I'm saying? Now, the innocent person, if you want to be on something that is designed to ride on two wheels, and you decide that you want to put it on one wheel, brother, and whatever thing you get, their parents have them insured, you know, they have sent.
No, they don't. They don't. Ain't nobody insuring them. Ain't nobody insuring. And even if the parents have them, you mean, oh, like life insurance, eh?
Miss Green.
Because it could only be life insurance.
I had a son who was living like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a fool if I don't insure him.
Yeah. Life insurance.
Children could be a blessing and children could be a curse, you know.
Yeah.
I can use mine to be a blessing because I can insure him with some good. I can bury him.
So
I can give him a good runner.
Right.
I can live. I can get some money back for what I spent on him when he's growing up doing food.
Don't say it like that, man. Say that you can't.
Grand, these children need some of these young men in checking for themselves.
Right.
And we are hurting our head with them. But they popping on the bike. They ain't checking.
Let's draw from the words of Haile Selassie, who says basically you must practice empathy. You must think of others more than you think of yourself. So, hold on. What you're saying, I understand what you're saying, right? Like, how much resources are we supposed to put aside for people who insist on engaging in reckless behavior that not only risks their lives, but risks the lives of others? Here's why we do it, though. Here's why we do it. Even if we write that person off as a waste of time and resources, I'm not disagreeing with you. Even if we take that posture that they've written themselves off, we teach the lesson for others around, right? We teach the lesson for the little children. We teach the lesson for those who are trying but struggling. And that's why, because I feel you, and I think I could be honest with you, 50 years of life on this planet, I get the impression that that's not just a cultural sentiment, that's actually a policy action. If they love it, let it kill them. Right?
Closing, Ms. Green. Let me say hi to some more of your Foxillians.
Okay,
Brother Campy and his beautiful wife, Oda Camp.
There you go.
You know, they're right up. They have the sweetest mangoes in Foxville. I guarantee you. I'll put my life on the line for that.
Yes, sir.
The sweetest mangoes in Foxville, Brother Campy and Sister Oda.
Mm-hmm.
But Ms. Green, I hope to see you this afternoon, man.
I can try.
Come out and let's. One. Politics is all finished right now. We're one Bahamas now.
Yeah, this is cultural.
One bomber.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. See, I know, because I often ask, why aren't you ticketing these guys? No helmet, no license plate. I really think there's a policy at this point. If they love it, let it kill them, right? But there's a problem there, right? Because now we have a healthcare system that's struggling to manage with the resources it has available to them. And for people who have they have an ethical and a legal obligation, a duty, a standard that they must provide to everybody. Now they have to decide, they have to triage and decide who gets prioritized, right, in terms of care. But it's not necessarily based on our sentiment, how people are prioritized for that care. I got another caller, but I got some stories. We got to talk about the teachers' union meeting. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, morning.
Yeah, I tell you, William, I'm a Fox Hillian. I lived in Fox Hill. I moved there when I was 17. I moved there when I was in my late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So that she qualified me as a Fox Hillian. I used to hang on the roundabout there, Step Street, Johnson Road, Ardy Street, everywhere, Dawson Street, wherever.
Dick Moss Bar? Juju Club? Juju Tree Club?
Yeah, but I know, but the main goal is, but I know one thing, one of my friends through the corner there, that's somewhere, that's Roma Street somewhere, he have the best taste in Juju in the world. Even the Green said taste good, Miss Green.
Yeah, I know, yeah, one but, of them three in Johnson Road.
Yeah, but you brought up something very important to me, and dear to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, let me get this out of the way. I care about the young guys on the motorbike, you know.
Uh-huh.
But see, for me, I learned my lesson right away. I put them down for my first part, almost popped my neck. I left them the guy. I never really did like them, you know. But I see where Julian get it wrong. The police don't, the law enforcement agency don't care about us because they can enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
But I care about them because I was heading north on Blue Hill, and some young guys, they came, they completely ignored the roundabout because they was heading north, and I was already on the roundabout. They should have given me the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they guess they say the bike is skinny and doesn't take up much space. They didn't stop for the roundabout or whatever. They mm-hmm. just continued to ride north, even though I had to ride away on the roundabout. They then proceeded to prance up and down and change positions, doing everything on the motorbike, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I slowed down to stay a great distance from them, so I wouldn't be add to the imbecility by speeding, so in case he makes a mistake, because apparently he's God and he can't fall.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So me, in anticipation, I just drew back, and in case they fall, I wouldn't ride over them and be responsible for their death. You know what I mean? This is what's going on now. I have to do predictive driving. You hear me mention that term, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I would like for you, since we are very passive in the Bahamas, right, and you know mm-hmm. you stay on top of these things, you know the United States has coined the term AI extremists or terrorists, right? You heard the term, right?
Yeah.
People who are, you see the people in Europe who are very much more informed than us, and they're not sheepish. I guess they're not used to being enslaved. They are protesting against data centers and et cetera, et cetera, and AI, right?
Yeah.
You saw the article written by the UK cyber chief. I can't remember the name.
Hold on. You know what I saw? I saw a gap. You remember, we just had a CHOGM. I think it was a CHOGM. We just had a big CARICOM meeting, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of that meeting, we saw a press release indicating that Trinidad has agreed to host at least one data center, right? In Trinidad and Tobago. But the article also indicated that the data center requires more energy than Trinidad currently produces for itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And will require more water.
I'm driving at that.
Yeah, yeah.
But thanks for making that juxtaposition, because I wasn't familiar about that particular conclave.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am familiar with is the UK cyber chief. I can't remember her name. She has an article. I'll send it to you. It says AI is an unstoppable force. But for me, who knows?
BPL?
I mean, looking at technology from the inception of Technology Incorporated.
Yeah.
We are embracing it, but what I'm saying is it's not the legal infrastructure towards a technological advancement is not aligning with the advancement of technology. Hence, it's running away with humanity. I stand alone on this. We are pundits. It's just like throughout our history, humans. No one has questioned toxicologists, right? They just allowed toxicologists to say this amount of micrograms or microliters of this is safe and this is safe, but yet still be sicker than ever. So which is it? Have a good day, man.
I'm 52. I don't want you to be a heart because I'm about to crack a joke. I mean, you even a joke. Have no fear for the AI overlords because BPL is here. Have no fear. At the same time, right, because the exception is the proof of the rule, maybe we need to let AI fix our BPL problem, because AI will get quickly frustrated with BPL and devise a fix. The same way the OpenAI AI agent hacked another AI agent. I'm just saying, right? It's not the technology itself, it's what we do with it. So have no fear. The AI taking over, because BPL is here. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I am good, thank you.
I agree with 52, though, with AI. AI is a problem, Ms. Green. I mean, because, you know, for one, I feel as if we as human beings don't need it. It's an unnecessary evil. You know what I mean? We could live our lives without AI. Artificial, in, intelligence. We are the real intelligence, right? But the thing about it is that when you were talking about the data center just now, Ms. Green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said Trinidad will have to generate more power than it does for to generate its entire country right now just to deal with that, right? And mm-hmm. the water. I mean, we as human beings really, really, really need to stop and take a look at what's going on about us nor the environment, making plans that for our future that will never benefit us. And I want us to think. I mean, you know, think to yourself, suppose you're coming back. Suppose this is not your only existence. Suppose we do reincarnate. I mean, what type of world would you want to reincarnate?
I hear you, cousin.
You know what I mean? Shouldn't you, you know what I mean? Just think about that. And if you think about that, you say, you know something, but I want to keep this place as good as possible. I don't want everybody poisoning up all the water and poisoning up all the land and killing all no seeds and the fruits and all of that other things. We need to care.
We need
to start to care about what's really going on because it's very near that tribulation is going to come. But, Ms. Green, let me end with this here. Since, you know, you talk about His Majesty in the day being the Emperor's right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I one time I made an observation, you know, because, you know, the Bible, I could talk about 400 years,
yeah.
right? 400 years, 400 years, right? And I thought to myself one day, you know, in 1492, they say Christopher Columbus discovered this new world. So that's like the birth of this Western society, this craziness that we're living in today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but 400 years later, in 1892, right, His Majesty was born. And I mean, that's like the birth of righteousness, and that's like the beginning of the thing
of
that
a
was
new
destroyed,
dispensation.
The thing that was created 400 years prior, if you understand. That makes sense to you?
I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I just said that like, that was my own personal observation, you know, the 400-year period. You know, 400 years, 1492 being the beginning of foolishness. And 1892, 400 years later, of that thing which will destroy that evil mm-hmm. foolishness that was created 400 years prior.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good. But Ms. Green, we as a people, we need to start to care.
Absolutely.
Like 52 was saying, AI is dangerous, Ms. Green. I mean, did you hear what you just say about the requirements for the data center? It's the Bahamas. You know, our politicians is allow anything to come here.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Almost anything. Almost anything. I don't know what happened to that shipment of common sense I was waiting on. Let me repeat the words of Haile Selassie. Feel the needs of others more than your own. Producer, is that a new caller? Good morning, caller. Oh, I'm sorry I miss you, caller. Okay, so let's get back to the first point. We were looking on Tuesday at this article, Rising Living Costs Pushing More Bahamians to Build Side Hustles. And I think it's very important to make this point. The new phenomena, or the new phenomenon, is not that more and more people require extra jobs or with the new terminology, because this is new terminology. This comes from the States. This comes from urban popular culture. Side hustle. I got a side hustle. Your Grammy had a side hustle. You don't remember the song, How to Make a Dollar Out of 50 Cents? But we're going to let, and I don't want to say we're going to let some little children, right? Because that's not what I am intending to do. But we've been so consumed by the dominant culture of the North that we forget who we are. Your Grammy had a side hustle. Your granddaddy had a side hustle. He had four. That's who we are. This phenomenon of the 9-to-5, of the middle class, this is a political vision that they needed you to buy into so that you could call what they do in successful. But here we are right back at the beginning. And I didn't really get a chance to talk about it today because I still ain't get to read this headline, Jamaican man who imported $10,600 worth of cocaine into New Providence fined $25,000. But the light is flashing. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, Aaron, I'm not going to pay these no concern when they're talking about AI is dangerous, AI is this. You remember when Facebook first started off, people were saying Facebook was the devil?
Yeah.
That's the, you know, I mean, anything could be dangerous if it end up in the wrong hand. Guns could be dangerous if it end up in the wrong hand. Drugs could be dangerous. I mean, all sorts of things. But for them to just come out and just start castigating things in this formative stage of AI, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's just ridiculous. I use AI right now, and I use it for certain things, speeches, etc. And it's been quite effective for me. But for them to then come out and just condemning technology like they did with Facebook, it's just ludicrous for me. But I'll see basically where AI ends up. But to come out and just be condemning something that you know nothing of, how could you comment on something that you know nothing about?
I hear you.
It's just ridiculous. Go do your research, then come back and, you know, but you have to be just be throwing things all over the place. It's nonsensical and it doesn't add anything sensible to the debate. That's just my take.
I hear you. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller, and then I want to take a look at the front page of The Guardian. Thank you very much, Duncan. Good morning, caller.
Yes, hello, good morning, and how are you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. How you do?
Hey, I want to say good morning to Bahamas and everybody, and happy first birthday. Mm-hmm. This is the day that the Lord has made. But I have a little intake on artificial intelligence.
Uh-huh.
Hey, if beings will read more, they'll understand what this really is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial intelligence really is alien intelligence.
Okay.
You understand me?
I hear you.
Human people need to wake up and unite. There's so much going on in this country for behemoths to be sitting back and allowing things to just happen with a shed moat. You understand me? A lot of behemoths have a lot to say, but you know, we can't speak, but we being victims and you know, understand me, they targeting us at the end of the day. So that's my 5 cents, and that's the Bahamas need to wake up.
I got you. Thank you. I got you. Let's go to the text line quickly before I transition stories. It says, Aaron, but they harass innocent people on the road. Hey, this morning on Shirley Street, one nice bike. It wasn't a scooter. It was bigger than a scooter. And there was two people on the bike. I could hear the horn beeping from way back there. So I used the police using their horn to get through traffic, even though it's not an emergency. Because if it was an emergency, they would use their sirens, right? Good. And this guy is forcing his way up the Sandal Lane, acting as if blowing his horn means anything. It don't mean nothing. Just like the BPL car park on the fire lane. It's a fire lane. You ain't got no authority as a BPL worker to park in the fire lane. Not in no little sedan, not in no little coupe. Maybe if it was a bucket truck and you were actively working, you could get away with it. Maybe. But no. No. Okay, yeah. So they definitely on the road harassing people. Okay, another text says that they were told that the police don't necessarily chase after every motorcyclist that may be committing an infraction because they don't want to cause deaths due to the. They don't want to create a situation where the motorcyclist begins to move even more recklessly, right? And it could cause a situation involving innocent bystanders. We in certain jurisdictions in the U.S., they have to get permission. They have to get permission to proceed in a high-speed chase, and they got to get permission to stop the vehicle. The text here says, BEC is the devil too, and Facebook is still the devil. See, no, it's not the technology itself, I don't think. Now, the question of alien intelligence is a whole nother thing. But y'all see how Bahamians, it looked like Bahamians was lurking behind a bush waiting for the AI to get ripe. Like they say, the girl just need one more mango season. They're just waiting for AI to reach the point where it was affordable and accessible so they don't have to hire Bahamians to do the work. They could just hire AI. Y'all realize that? It's lurking, just waiting for AI to get ripe. What's up, man? Okay, so I had lots of stories to talk about. I wanted to talk about not just the rising cost of living story, but today's stories and yesterday's stories, right? Wilson, government will not be at the negotiation table. That was in yesterday's Guardian online. Also, BUT president accuses government of halting talks. Officials deny claim. And then in today's Guardian, we see two articles right next to each other. Wilson claims government walked away from negotiations. MOE official says otherwise. And right next to it, ministry announces $50 increase in uniform. Usually I'm the one juxtaposing the stories here. But I appreciate it. I would hate for people to leave this conversation thinking to themselves, oh, well, I mean, a $50 increase in uniform assistance is not a trivial or a trite amount. That amounts to a lot of money. And so I would hate for y'all to create a situation where you sort of pitting the teachers against the quote-unquote needs of the most vulnerable students. Don't do that. The same way that some savvy strategist tried to create a conversation that pitted the teachers and the union against the vulnerable students that don't have enough teachers to teach. That's why we need the Ghana teachers. The two things are not oppositional. In fact, we got this lovely, I mean, it's a beautifully, wonderfully written letter to the editor by our High Commissioner to the Republic of Ghana, Andrew A.D. Wilson. It's titled, What Ghana Taught Me About Healing Our Schools Are Next. I don't want these secret, savvy political strategists to make this a political issue by conflating the issues. Nobody is diminishing the value of what the 300 Ghanaian teachers could bring to us. Now, yes, there are actors out there doing that. Those are political actors. This is a conversation about an administrative issue, which is, why can't the government move at the pace of its own policy? Why can't they meet their own timelines? What happened last year was embarrassing. It's the sort of thing that make you not sure if you could look in your Grammy eyes, because you don't want to see the type of scorn and derision that you see when she's ashamed of you. You had the teachers out in the street, and you had all of these supposedly young, sensible people out here talking, said September. Nobody ever said October. Nobody ever said. The man said it. It's documented. This is not about xenophobia. This is not about the value of the Ghanaian education system. It's about whether the government could move at the pace of its own timelines and the lengths they will go to not acknowledge their own failure. It's unfathomable that you would have a Ghanaian, a foreign minister, make an announcement of this nature on Facebook on the weekend. And then you can tell the union of teachers they being ridiculous? Let's stop conflating issues. Do we need the teachers? Yes. Have you asked the government how we reach this point in life and have a 300 teacher shortage? And then you have the parliamentary secretary get up in a press conference and say they know that all the schools could be open? They can be ready to be opened on the start date? Just 3 minutes, y'all treating him like Jamal Strawn? You see how quickly Jamal Strawn had to find another mouth to speak about beaches and parks? Oh, that's the break music. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, there's even more stories. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, right. Him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So what are the boy?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the crack crime Bahamas are, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Trafficking in persons or human trafficking is defined as recruiting, transporting, transferring, harboring, and receiving of persons by means of threat or force, abduction, fraud, deception, abuse of power, and giving or receiving of payments or benefits with the aim of exploiting them. It is a criminal offense in the Bahamas that falls under the Trafficking in Persons Prevention and Suppression Act 2008. A person convicted of trafficking in persons can receive sentences ranging from 3 years to life in prison and fines of up to $15. If you think someone is a victim of this crime, call police emergency at 919 or Crime Stoppers at 328. This message is being brought to you by the Ministry of National Security.
Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. RSG on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. But there was a caller on the line. Why would you wait until I start the show to hang up? Producer, let's go to the phone line and then we're going to get to the text line. Good morning, caller.
How you doing, Erin?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Mm-hmm. It's like a mouthful.
Yes,
and it's applied to every minister and every ministry in this country. BPL, Ministry of Works, our banking community, whatever. This timeline thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our politicians, our cabinet ministers have gotten away because they feel as if it's enough for them to talk about it, especially concerning BPL. I mean, you know, BPL is the poster child for this kind of inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we now, all the public got to do is remember or write down what they said and just ask them for a timeline.
Yeah, that's it.
A timeline. All we want to know is when. You know, because I think, this BPL saga,
mm-hmm.
it comes online every summer.
Mm-hmm.
The same talk over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes, sir.
You know, history of education. You know, well, I hope, you know, I hope Chester, I hope Mr. Chester, he makes an impact in this area, you know, but, you know, he's a smart fella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but boy, listen, you know, anyway, but.
And you know what? Listen, thank you very much, because I remember the Tour de Turquoise, which is a charitable bike ride that takes place in Exuma, right? And the proceeds of the event, I think for either 2022 or 2021, were used to purchase a school bus for the LN Coakley High School, right? And so Cooper's in a very interesting position. The question is, can he take transfer, like capacity, whatever he had that enabled him to convince the French Canadian community in Exuma to create this charitable effort to support the school? I hope he could translate that to a broader impact on the public school system across the archipelago. Don't let it just be a little plantation or empire. This little space of patronage, figure out how to translate that to a policy of community support and diasporic support. So people who are not in their home country but living here, how they could support us here, right? But don't just make it something that you benefit from as an MP.
Hey, he did a really good job on tourism.
Yeah, let's see if it'll translate over to education.
Translated education.
Yes, sir.
No, come here, baby.
Absolutely. And it's a positive. Let's see if he could do it, right? Because my concern is, man, look at this. All of these young, Travis Robinson, right? Mikel Barnaby, Shenandoah Cartwright. Now you got Kenan Johnson. All of these young, bright minds being brought into the political sphere, and as soon as they cross the floor, as soon as they soak in that good HOA AC, it's like they lost their minds. They just say all manner of food. Like, how bold of you to get up and this year all the schools will open on time. That's wild. Let's go to the phone line quickly. I'm saying quickly to myself, not to anybody else. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. I totally agree with the gentleman. I am so hoping that Mr. Cooper would definitely make the impact that's needed in education.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely believe he can. I understand from some teachers who I would have communicated with that he was calling for teachers to come, teachers who have left, well, either retired or just left, to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to have to not just call for them to come back. He's going to have to do some things to make them feel that it's going to be better.
Yeah, not just better economically, but better structurally.
Thank you. Because the thing about it is, unlike other professions, teachers deal with children, with a group of children all day, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find some way to make that job worth it, to make the pay. One thing, but mentally and emotionally, they invest in those children. He's going to have to find a way and even speak with a psychologist if possible to see, hey, how is this weighing on teachers? What can we do to eliminate some of these things? What can we do to enhance education to make it more attractive? He's going to have to do the work, and he's going to have to do it quickly, but I believe he can.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right, I got a text here. Thank you very much for that contribution. It's not just about the money. It's not about the money. It's about the culture of the space. It's about how it is administered, right? It is about the resources available. It's about how teachers are made to feel about their work and their value to the system. Somebody asked for Dr. Ford's contact information. Again, it's an American number, 956-824-3622. 956-824-3622. That's a contact for the Wente Ford Sports Foundation. And I hope that you are calling to get details for slots open as of yesterday or to figure out how you could support the event. Let's get to the text line. Good morning. Is the government still constructing swimming pools in all the schools so that our children can learn how to swim? You see what I'm saying? Thank you, Texter, for reminding me about that. Good morning. The smartest decision that Chester Cooper can make is to treat all the unions that come under education like partners. No lip service. He must listen to the unions and act to get the results. Thank you for that text. Mind control is not a new concept in war. You can bet your bottom dollar that militaries around the world are investigating how to use this new mind control vehicle in war strategy. That's right. It's called programming. You're watching TV, you're watching programming because you're being programmed. Morning, Miss Green. I love it. I feel technology is a beautiful and most helpful tool. It's not evil, but evil to the operator using and wicked intentions. But in the right hands, it is the best thing since sliced bread. Uh-huh. That's it. Cleaver said, if in the right hands, whose hands is it in now? He needs to go do research before he speaks. It's in our hands. See, the question is, will we all be the single action of pulling the plug? Because if we could control it by pulling the plug. Or call somebody at BPL or like go tow their car from a fire lane, let them run hot, let somebody pull the plug. Oppression over. Overlords done away with. Concerning the boys and young men doing foolishness, popping and prancing up and down. Plus, you all forgot to mention too often also riding on sidewalks. Cars riding on sidewalks and parking on sidewalks too, right in front of the schools where the poor children gay walk. We must be very concerned about them for our sakes and their sakes, because every time they do the prancing and dancing, stunting in a motor vehicle or bikes in public, they are always putting themselves and the public around them in danger. Real swift and rapid danger. Yeah, it is a public safety hazard. And so this informal policy of if they love it, let it kill them is not acceptable. It is for the greater good that we have these rules. And that's a reminder for all road users. The rules are designed based on your roads to provide the most effective movement of travel, of transport vehicles and people, goods and services, the most effective, the most efficient, and the safest. I don't understand why you think a stop sign just makes no sense. It makes no sense. Anyway, you guys, we didn't even get to touch all of the things that I wanted to touch on today. Thank you, producer. Tomorrow, I can teach you how to copy and paste from the government website. Oh, producer, just one thing. We haven't touched on the fiscal surplus and deficit story. Pintard says, PAC nearly finished report on Carifta Games 3 years later. But this is the most important story. ZNS 1540 AM is still down, as far as I'm aware. It is still down. This is a national problem. This is a crisis. And Paisville Forbes just get national honor? And 1540 a.m. down? Things just ain't making sense. You guys, I'm all out of time. Thank you, producer. Thank you, Cecil. He's up next. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.